Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And we are so excited to be with you here on our second show after moving to Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary here in Ecuador in the high Andy Mountains. And wow, today we have so much to share, including, you make sure you stay with us, a very powerful process to help you really harness the lessons of August, navigate this retrograde, and become the blessing of manifest bounty that is yours to claim right now.
You know, each and every one of us has the, you might say we have our own private line to creation.
I love that.
We have our own private channel to that which is all-powerful and all-knowing.
In every way. And, I love that, Sri.
And so all we need to do is pick up the phone.
Woohoo, indeed. And, you know, speaking of picking up the phone, remember that we are live. If you want to get into the queue, if it's not already full, give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If it's your day to get on, you will get on. And remember, if you get a busy signal, it just means our lines are full. But hold on to that number, because as soon as we say hi to somebody, that would be your chance to call in. And wow, Sri, the mastery energies out there right now are extraordinary. The manifestation energy is extraordinary. And first and foremost, we just want to say we've got to give you guys a Henry update, because so many of you sent your loving donations to help us rescue our beautiful Henry and bring him up here to Ecuador. And turned out there was a whole bunch of legalese and things that had to happen. Our poor baby is still down there, but
he flies on Wednesday.
He will be here Wednesday, August 30th. And so we are so excited, and we will send out a big reunion update. And remember, all of you that donated, make sure to take advantage of our gift to you, which is you are welcome to apply 100% of your donation toward any of our home study programs. Just go to selfascension.com, click on the home study programs and find one you enjoy. Send an email to support@selfascension.com and we will get it right to you.
And so, beloved ones, we are in the midst of an incredible energy. The pathway that we've been walking for the last many months seems to have been training us.
In every way.
You know, and especially dear to me is the training of learning how to be in the center of the storm.
Oh, every way.
How to cultivate that inner center, how to cultivate that sense of trust and serenity that will help you walk through the turbulent waters of the outer world.
Yeah.
Because truly the outer world is a bit turbulent.
You think?
I think. And I hate to be the one to say this, it's quite likely that the velocity of that turbulence is going to increase in the near term.
Well, and here's the deal. Remember that. Like, look at what's happening in Texas. And of course, let's all put our heart and our love around the beautiful people of Texas that are walking through. And I believe also Louisiana and other parts of that area that are really having to walk through Hurricane Harvey right now. And look at the symbolism of the flood.
Yeah.
And not only is there the flood, there are tornadoes, there are winds, and in so many ways.
And a lot of water.
Yeah, a lot of flow. Now, sometimes flow doesn't look the way we'd enjoy it to look, but it doesn't mean it's not there. And guys, remember, this retrograde is coming to culmination. And this has been a very powerful month and a month of intense manifestation. And whether or not it's manifested in a way that you would like or not, you cannot deny the energy of manifestation. And this is why we want to talk to you today about the power that is at hand, because we want to back up a little bit. And remember, at the end of the show, we're going to be giving you a very, very powerful process to help you harness all of this energy and really call forward your mastery presence during this time. Because as we move into the first week of September, and make sure you are here next week because we have a lot to share. And also make sure you check out our YouTube channel the end of this week when we post our next video. But what you're going to notice is there's going to be an intensity. Things are already intensifying. They are intensifying as far as climate. They are intensifying as far as the geopolitical climate. They are intensifying as far as the way things are manifesting in your life. Remember that you have the mastery capacity to harness this intensity to be an extraordinarily beautiful, bountiful, magical time. The question is, are you doing that, or are you being whipsawed by the, I'm going to call it the planetary thought body, in harmony with the fourth dimensional collapse?
Well, I'll tell you, there is a lot to explore there. And and each of us has our own subjective journey. It's really important to remember that your journey is unique.
Yes.
Your reality is a unique construct of your soul's history and your experiences while you after birth. And so each of us has a lens through which we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's both the good news and the bad news.
Or the good news and the good news, depending on how you look at it.
The good and the gooder.
Yeah, the good and the gooder. I love that.
Because the lens through which you look at your life is indeed your level of attainment. It's the culmination or intersection of all of your learnings and all of your stress. And this is where it gets fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're stressed, when we begin to doubt ourselves or doubt the world, when we begin to let fear come in, we actually truncate our creative capacity. And we begin to revert to that which we knew before.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning when you're stressed, you tend to fall back on the quote unquote tried and true, which is not necessarily what's needed to make a quantum leap. It's more of a repetitive strategy toward life. Now, the reason I'm saying this is that all of the turbulence in the outer world, all of the planetary thought body energy that is truly a dynamic girdle of dysfunction.
That is
surrounding this planet is feeding and accelerating all forms of fear, doubt, and repetitive dysfunctional energy.
Well, now this is where I got to jump in, Sri, because really what's happening is that we've talked about this a lot. The planetary thought body is like a hungry demon, and
it is
being fed with fear, polarity, anger. I mean, my goodness gracious, guys, look at just what's happening with the polarity of the terror attacks and the polarity that's being brought forward. And some of the things that have been smoldering are coming to light. Now, that can be negative, but remember, where there is darkness, there is light. And so the positive is also there. The key is, if you are playing in the planetary thought body, if you are engaging in the planetary thought body, then you are being affected by the astral energy of the collapsed fourth dimension. Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that because we've talked about this extensively before, but if you're not sure what we're talking about, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the video on the collapse of the fourth dimension. Because the you're ripe for interference energy right now. And here's what's so amazing. There has been an upswell, and it's a powerful movement, but there has been an upswell in activism. In activism at the level where anger's meeting anger, where polarity meets polarity. And anger plus anger only equals more anger. It will not solve things at that level. And what it does is it creates a fascinating energy. And we want to talk about that today because that energy has a name. And I want you to take a moment and think about this. The name is desire. Now, I want you to think about that. Desire. Desire comes from a sense of lack. Desire comes from a sense of something missing. And desire immediately, literally connects you to the astral. And there is not anything that will uplift you, that will enhance your ascended presence, that can come in from the unified astral presence of the collapsed fourth dimension with a planetary thought body full of fear. Remember that you have, and we're going to teach you how to do this today, you have the ability to manifest beyond the planetary planetary thought body, outside of human desire. Because when you are outside of human desire, then you are beyond this astrally composite of the planetary thought body in the collapsed fourth dimension, and you release the desire, which becomes the interference, because desire is based upon a thirst.
Desire is based upon a thirst, which is a sense of saying, I'm missing something.
Exactly.
I want more of something. Now, to say I want more of something it can be understood in different ways. The key here is to recognize that whenever we are responding to our world from a place of pain or lack, we are setting in motion a Velcro energy, which will co-create with pain and lack for the future.
Exactly. And when we do that, we have forgotten the essence of who we are. And this is one of the beautiful things that is happening right now. Through the intensity of everything that is coming together right now, you have right in front of you the opportunity to be a powerful, miraculous co-creator. Let go of what people may say about this retrograde. The reality of this retrograde is that it was a huge opportunity to reclaim, to remaster, to remember. And as Sri mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, we are still climbing in this energy. This energy is going to really peak around the September 5th moment. September 5th through 9th is going to be a very powerful moment on the calendar. And this is another reason why you want to be here next week, because we have a lot to share about the navigating of September. We have opened up an energy in August that came out of that 4x4. Remember, as Sri mentioned about navigating the center of the storm, this is that big energy that's going to come now. It's going to focus. So if you look at and kind of scroll back from the intensity of what's happening around you in the world and look at your life, start right there. Master the master you are. And look at the big picture for August. Look at everything that's been happening around you, every event, every person, everything that came together. And then look at how you can harness that and start focusing that energy for the value and the benefit of your life and all those around you through the end of the year. And that will ignite this extraordinary new movement coming in the next year.
You know, if you remember the drawing that Kira shared in our YouTube video on this period of time, there is a sense of a coming out of the 4x4 stillness. There was a forward momentum energy. It was like an arrow. It was like a key moving forward. And that energy that we are presently doing right now is as if you are riding the key that will unlock the cosmos and propel you outside of the drama, trauma, third dimensional reality.
Now, I want to jump in on this because something happened, and I want to give a shout out to Julie Sharma. Julie gave us an email over at namaste@shrinkira.com, and Julie noted that on August 17th, 2017, a new crop circle appeared at Sutton Hall in England. Now, you know, Sri and I took a crop circle group there because we had been given a crop circle many years ago that we had in a sealed envelope, and we were told the date to go, and we were actually there when it manifested. And what Julie pointed out was, she said, Kira, look at this crop circle. It's the drawing that you gave. And do you have any comments or questions about that? And I want to share with all of you that if you have not connected with this crop circle came in at Sutton Hall on August 17, 2017. Go look up this crop circle and you will actually see the diagram that we gave. Now, we are going to talk extensively about this crop circle and the September energy and this rest of this year next week. So you really want to get ready for that. And what's important to know is that there is a cosmic reunion coming. And this cosmic reunion is supporting all energy on the planet right now. And so through the support of all energy on the planet right now, it is a constant reminder for us all to remember the sustaining power of our divine presence. Now, you guys know what that is, right? Well, you're probably saying, I think I do. And so we're going to take a few callers and then we're going to come back to that.
Absolutely.
Because you're part of our sustaining presence in every way.
So beloved ones, let's take a deep breath and let a smile come to your face. Because we are a community and we're going to say hello to some of our callers. And we'll start with line one and we'll say hi to Linda from North Carolina.
Namaste, Linda. Welcome.
Greetings and gratitude. And the minute your resonance of your two voices started, I began uplifting something that was weighing me down. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I ask for sharing at this time.
Oh, Linda, thank you for being my love. I mean, wow. Here's the sharing, and it's so beautiful. And it's coming today from Metatron, this beautiful, golden, very geometric Metatron energy. It's like almost like a harmonic energy. I'm trying to translate this very musical energy into words for you. And the essence of it is that it is time for you to let go of the illusion that has kept you stuck in the ways that no longer serve you. Look beyond the illusion, pay attention to the truth of your divine nature, and the doors are being opened. And so, my angel, I love that you got through on line one and you're our first caller today, because indeed, right now, your path is clear. Allow yourself to walk. And so it is, Linda. We love you. Namaste.
And so it is. Gratitude and blessings.
And to you, my love. Namaste. Ooh, Sri, what a blessing everyone is, aren't they?
Indeed. And for all of you listening in, whether now or in the archives, remember that we are all part of a great tapestry.
In every way. And we just want to remind you that the minute we hang up with someone, you're welcome to call in again.
You can dial 888-627-6008.
Indeed. And speaking of calling in, let's say hi to a few more of our extraordinary community.
Well, we're going to welcome Maury from San Diego on line two.
Hey, Maury.
Hi, it's Maureen. Nice to talk to you. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Every time I hear your voice and your love and support, I feel like I have an instant healing and my spirit just expands so greatly. And I really would like to have a mini soul reading because I've been connecting more with my guides. And I've just, with all the challenges going on, I've just kept in mind that I have peace in my heart and I have God's grace and ease all around me.
Oh, Maureen, you do. That nothing could be truer than that. That is so true. Like, I have tears in my eyes even hearing you make that divine declaration. And I really want to make sure, hang with us through the whole show today, because what we're going to start talking about is going to hit you at such a deep level as well. And Maureen, what they're wanting you to say, it's interesting. The whole time you were speaking, these beautiful Essene brethren in these beautiful white robes, they have these hoods, but their eyes are like these beautiful radiant multitude of crystalline colors. They were all kneeling down holding your feet. And they're all holding your feet and saying, fear not, we have you. You will not fall. And they're showing me you, and you're sitting in a chair, and you're bending down, and you're holding your feet. And they're saying, hold your feet, release any negative energy that might have inadvertently come in. And they're saying, allow yourself to feel. It's like they're carrying you. It's like, I see you, you're not quite walking on the ground. There's like this little ray of light underneath your feet. And they're saying, feel us supporting every step. And as you do, you will see the future in a way you have not seen before. And the clarity you seek is already upon thee. And so it is, my angel. I am so honored to have this moment with you. Many blessings.
Oh, I love you guys so much. I have tears of joy, and I am expressing my gratitude to both of you, and many blessings to all of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Maureen. We love you, honey. Many blessings. Namaste. Oh, wow. I'm still, you know, for all of us, this is the blessing of us coming together every Sunday. You know, we have the blessing of gathering as a community of ascended presence and really feeling what the blessing of the yoga of self-ascension can do when we open our heart, when we free our mind, and when we relax into the gift that we are.
Because who you are is a eternal being of divine love.
Yes.
Love is your essence.
Woohoo!
And as we relax our preoccupation for worldly details, we begin to feel, sense, and trust that inner essential energy, that loving, compassionate wisdom that resides deep within. So, beloved ones, part of the joy of coming together is to have that delicious dance
of we
get to navigate our particular version
of
experience while celebrating our universality and commonality of truth.
Oh, I love that, Sri. I just love that.
And speaking of celebrating more commonality, we're going to keep going.
And as we do, remember, we're going to be talking about this beautiful sustaining power and how to navigate this moment. We're also going to be offering to you a powerful way to harness your mastery. So I love that as we're working with our beautiful community, everything is synergizing. We feel you guys. And do you feel the energy pouring out of Blue Mountain? And remember, if you have not gotten on our newsletter list, get on it. Go to shreencareradio.com. Right there at the top, it says get the newsletter, or go to shreencareradio.com, get the newsletter. We're going to be sending out some very powerful information. It's all free, all showing up by the end of this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head to line four and say hi to Corey from California.
Oh, beautiful Corey. Namaste, angel.
Namaste, beloved one. How are you?
We are wondrous. How are you, my love? Do you feel Blue Mountain coming through us?
I can. And I just want to welcome you guys home. And I had a picture made up of Blue Mountain, and I wake up to it every morning with my pyramid in front of it. And it's great. I love it.
Woo-hoo!
I'm grateful for that beautiful mountain. I'll have to go come see it in person sometime for
yes,
sure.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
How can we serve you today, my love?
Yeah, I am feeling a lot of different energies. I'm feeling, I really feel like I've reached another plateau or platform kind of a thing where I feel like certain energies aren't really affecting me anymore, but I often feel like I get pulled down by my beloved, and I know she's my reflection, and she's testing me, and it's good. I just want to know if there's any message for that. And around abundance too, you know, it's just I just feel like a mountain of financial burden, and I'm trusting, and I'm in a place where 5 years ago I would have been freaking out, and I'm not, and so I'm celebrating that for sure. So,
well, that's a beautiful sign of your own growth. And as you were sharing, three things were being shown. The first was they're saying that it's really important for you to, it's funny, they showed me what looks like a huge extension cord, and it's black, which I thought was very interesting, with a big round plug, and it's in a wall, and it's so big that you've got to like kind of scoop both hands to hold it, and they're saying you must unplug from the information that is causing you constant turmoil. It's like there's this constant energy. There's something or someone around you or people around you that are, whether or not it's about current events or something else, but it's like they're showing it to me, and it's like you're in the center of a cyclone, but you're not in the center. You're actually part of the cyclone, and this thing is just spinning and spinning and spinning. And they're saying it's as simple as you taking charge of it and pulling the plug and saying, enough, I will not do this. I will model what it is to stand in the quiet center. That was the first thing they showed me. The second thing they showed me was your hands, and I'm pretty sure you're holding Egyptian healing rods. And it's saying, go up to the mountain with the rods, stand in the posture where you have one leg forward and one leg solid, gaze up into the sun and call in your divine truth. There's a, I don't want to use the word weakness, Corey, but there's like a, your mastery presence right now needs some robust recharging. And they're saying this is an excellent time to be doing it. And the third thing they're saying is that it's time for you to let go of that which is causing you pain and embrace that which brings you joy with all your heart and watch what happens. And that's what they want you to hear today, my love. I'm really glad you got through.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you guys and our community, and it's just, it's a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste. Whew, you know, Sri, this community is a blessing. And we've been kind of teasing you guys, talking about the sustaining power, the energy that, that comes with this time, and that how do we release that desire, right? We talked about how this, this energy of desire actually is something that, that kind of attracts us into and keeps us stuck in that planetary thought body and creates some interference in our lives.
Well, absolutely. Desire is a worldly emotional energy that is based upon duality, lack, and limitation. Certainly, there's plenty of ways to be nourished and excited and fulfilled, and that has nothing to do with satisfying desire. you're sharing with Corey about standing on the mountain.
Standing
with dignity, holding the Egyptian healing rods and gazing into the sun and recharging one's vital energy.
Now, if you guys don't know what Egyptian healing rods are, check out EgyptianHealingRods.com. Very powerful ancient technology that's back on the planet. That's pretty freaking amazing.
Well, and I have a chuckle in my heart because some years ago, there was a church in Phoenix that specialized in terms of supporting its congregation. It specialized in teaching them safe sun gazing. Now, sun gazing is an art, and it's very safe as long as your vibratory level is at a place where you can support it.
Now, that is the key.
That is a key, because sun gazing from a lower frequency
is dangerous.
It can be dangerous to your eyes, et cetera.
So do not do this at home.
So, well, there's a caveat.
Without trading, yeah.
But the key is that the Egyptian healing rods raise one's vibration and help create that safety. And certainly, as you're training and practicing, you can wear sunglasses, you can limit your contact. There is an essential, pure light energy that emanates through the portal we call our sun.
Ooh.
And that energy is restorative, and that energy is outside of this astral planetary thought body.
And we just went through the eclipse, right? Remember, we talked all about this last week. So if you didn't tune into last week's show, go to shrinkcareradio.com, click on the archives, and go listen again to that show. Because this is all part of the blessing of claiming the sustaining power and the truth of who you are.
And the truth of who you are is beyond your conscious imagination. The truth of who we are is really an intuitive homecoming that begins to manifest and come forward day by day as we practice residing in the essential, empowered energy that you truly are.
Oh, in every way. And, you know, one of the things that's important to remember is what we've talked about earlier, that it is important to go beyond the astral. It is important to go beyond the planetary thought body, because desire will claim an interference energy into your life when you're not even aware that it's happening. And so here's the key. We are going to tell you what that presence is. We are going to walk you through that presence. We are going to offer you everything you need to know to be able to be successful, to walk forward. Because I have a question for you right now. Are you in a period of stagnation, or are you in a period of manifestation? Which is going forward in your life right now? And that's the gift of this moment, is that you can harness all of the energy around you. Because even if you perceive you're in a period of stagnation, you're actually creating in that energy.
And so, beloved ones, we are creating, we are manifesting, we're moving forward.
We are going through the desire into the beautiful blessing of mastery.
Absolutely. And all of our callers, please stand by. And for everybody listening, we're going to take a little station break right now. And when we come back, we're going to dive into expanded experiences.
Woo, I'm excited. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be with you now.
Because we are navigating this retrograde, we are harnessing our mastery, and we are really cultivating those lessons of the past month, along with this entire year, to move forward, to radiate, to manifest, and to be. To be, Sri, it is an extraordinary moment. It really is.
And to be is really that gateway to that consciousness of knowing what is so.
You know, we've been threatening you or teasing you or whatever word you want to use in the first half of the show. And let's just recap a little bit. So we've been talking about the possibility or the quote unquote trap right now, especially with what's going on the planet, of being caught in the energy of desire. And we want you to kind of unravel how you might have interpreted that word and see it from the perspective that we're offering it to you. Because desire, this type of desire is based upon a thirst, which means that it's unquenchable, which means that no matter what, you're always thirsty. You're always in that moment of desire. And so when we do that, it actually entraps us into the planetary thought body, which is filled with what? It's filled with fear. It's filled with anger. It's filled with a lot of really strong polarity.
A lot of unresolved emotions. And what it does is it strengthens your belief in duality and lack. Because desire is based on lack, and the planetary thought body is based on unresolved emotional energies that inhibit one from connecting to the peace that passeth all understanding.
Ooh, I love that description, Sri.
You know, the true energy that will sustain you, that will nourish you, and that will enlighten you is outside of the planetary thought body.
Yes, it is, in every single way. And here's the key. We talked about this earlier. It's time to manifest outside the planetary thought body. And this is about lifting up through it, because this gossamer force field, remember we talked about this, we've been igniting the whole planet. It's part of why Sri and I have now moved to the equatorial zone of the Andes Mountains, because the crystalline grid is under attack. And the gift of this moment is that the gossamer force field, which was created around the grid, has become a beautiful blessing that has really unified these two energies, offering a sustaining presence. How do you get there? Well, you've got to lift up through it. And how you lift up through it is through the blessing of your own divine consciousness, lifting from being entrapped, because it really is an entrapment in the dimensional energy of the third dimension. Third dimensional energy will trap you. It will keep you here because it's a pirate. It wants to keep you trapped, my loves. So how do we move through? Well, here it is, guys, the sustaining power. Bring your hands to your heart. You know this one. You already do. What is the sustaining power? It is the I am presence. Because the I am presence is the sustaining power, even during your rest. And the gift is that with the gift of claiming this I am power, and we're going to talk a lot about the sustaining power and how to work with this in ways that you might not have worked with it before, is that even when you're resting, the I am sustaining presence offers you a confidence and a trust of your divine nature. Therefore, your mastery, your goals, your dreams must be fulfilled.
And before we get into the expanded understanding of this, I want to talk about the limited understanding.
Very important, because this is where a lot of people get stuck.
Well, absolutely. The I am presence is the essential energy which is sustaining you right now. You're already doing it. You already are it. Mm-hmm. And that which you are creating around you in your life is the intersection of limited beliefs together with the dynamic creation of the cosmic energy.
Woo!
So we qualify our energy through the refracted lenses of our belief systems and experiences, and we create, quote unquote, more of the same.
All the time.
And in order to break free of the limitations of density-based context, density-based thoughts, in order to do that, we must learn to relax into our I Am presence ever more fully.
And how to do that. So we want to show you something. Let's offer you a little insight here, okay? And then we want to expand this for you. So when you bring your hand to your heart, why don't you just bring your hand to your heart right now? And if you can, try to relax and really like maybe move the shoulders a little bit. Have that hand on the heart, move the head, move the shoulders, sit with presence or stand with presence. If it's safe to close your eyes, do so. And we're going to take in a breath. And on the exhale, I want you to declare, I am. So let's take in a breath. I am. Relax the hands now and feel that energy. Now, let me offer you an integrated moment of that. So hands to heart again, and just relax and let your breath be easy and receive this gift. I am the omnipresent, all-powerful, protecting intelligence, governing this mind and body.
I am the omnipresent, all-powerful, protecting intelligence, governing this mind and body.
I am the omnipresent, all-powerful, protecting intelligence, governing this mind and body. And relax, feel, and experience this. Feel the waves of energy, because this is a command, isn't it? This is saying, I command the light. This is the gift of the yoga of self-ascension. This is living the ascended presence. Now, here's the discernment, the first mastery discernment we want to offer you today. When you say, I am the omnipresent, all-powerful, protecting intelligence, governing this mind and body, how do you interpret the I am? Is it you? What is that?
What I are you thinking it is?
And what is the I am? We often get into this experience of energy, and we're trying to take you into an ascended presence here. So when you say, I am the omnipresent, oftentimes you're like, yeah. Yeah, I am.
I'm cool.
There's a me. There's an I. However, the I am in its mastery, manifest, immediate presence is impersonal. Now, one of the things that happens is that in the world of language, we have habitual ways of relating to the language. And so here's something that we invite you to try. One of the gifts of going outside of a common language is that it frees the mind and it frees the energy. And, you know, as many of you know, Sri and I, with a group of beautiful beings, traveled through India all through July into early August. And for the past 16 months, we've been very, very blessed to be working with this cosmic, very powerful cosmic presence that comes forward as this Shiva. We have the violet ray Shiva. We birthed the cosmic blue Shiva. And the key is this, there is a very powerful word. And bring your hands to your heart, close your eyes. And this word defies all traditions, but the word is simply Shivoham. Shivoham. Shivoham is the impersonal I am. I am not thought. I am not mind. I am not this body. I am eternal. I am. And so, let's take that same statement and remove the risk of identifying the personal I am, and let's just insert the absolute expanded master-filled universal presence and say it again. So it would simply be Shivoham, the omnipresent, all-powerful, protecting intelligence, governing this mind and body.
Shivoham, the omnipresent, all-powerful, protecting intelligence, governing this mind and body.
Did you notice the difference? What are you experiencing? Because the challenge, if you've worked in the I am energy and yet you've never quite really gotten to the point where you think you've really mastered it, then the key is that the I am has been personalized. And this is nothing wrong. That's not saying that you've done anything wrong. It's just that it's a common thing because it's saying, hey, I am. And in the language of this world, there is a strong declaration. Yet to break free and harness the full capacity of universal manifestation presence, which is what August is offering you through this time of the retrograde, is one easy way to let go of that is to substitute the I am with an energy that's identical yet outside the framework of the mind to free you from that energy of personalizing it and harness the impersonal universal creation. Shivoham, the omnipresent, all-powerful, protecting intelligence, governing this mind and body. You see, we constantly remind our outer consciousness that when we say I am or Shivoham, what we've done is set into action all the attributes of the Godhead. I mean, imagine that. So if we're saying I am sad or I am less than or I am broke or I am poor, you have set into action all the attributes of the Godhead because remember, it's neutral. We're the ones that determine the creative ability.
And this is why so often our life seems to be filled with repetition.
Yeah, those cycles.
Cycles of repetition, because deep within our subconscious, our belief systems that are continually stimulated and activated from within the planetary thought body. As we relax, as we meditate, as we use the yoga of self-ascension to lift our frequency and raise our vibration, we begin to consciously tap into the I am presence that is beyond the world of thought.
Whew, I love that. And we release the personalization of the I am and expand and relax into the art of ascended living, which is the bounty of the limitless resource of universal divine presence. Whew, you know, speaking of limitless resources of universal divine presence, let's go back to our callers.
Absolutely. Taking a breath, putting a smile on our faces.
And so much more to share. Remember, we're going to culminate today with a beautiful little practice.
So let's go to line 3 and say hello to Sophia from California.
Hi, beautiful angel.
Hi, Kira and Sri. I'm calling today for a mini reading because it's been more than a year and I still haven't found a job or gotten clarity about my relationship. And I had a new idea in the past few days of moving again to another part of my state that's near the ocean. But one of my concerns about that is no longer being in the same town as my little niece and nephew. And I'm so grateful, as always, for your insights and guidance. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my love. Well, I need to share one thing with you. Your little niece and nephew are going to love visiting you in your new place. Do not stay because of that. I clearly heard that you have gathered the energy. And it was interesting. The word they used was force field. You have gathered the energy like a force field of light. And it is, and they're showing me you. It's so beautiful. You're standing up on what looks like a cliff to me. And you're overlooking an ocean. And you're like commanding. It's like I'm watching light shooting out of your fingers. And you're commanding things to create. And they're saying that this force field of energy that you have built is becoming like a locomotive, and that's what's propelling you because you're ready, and the world is ready. And so pay attention to what you're being, really what you're calling in from your higher self, because you are being guided. And make sure you stay for what we're going to be sharing at the end of the show, because I really feel that there was no accident that you got through today, because it will ignite that. But yeah, it's almost like I see you moving. It's like you're up, you're not right at the ocean, but you're kind of like up high and you're able to look out in the distance. And there's a very, and it's very natural. And there's a powerful crystalline creation energy that will kind of lock all the pieces together. And I do see these beautiful little children just dancing and like totally digging where you are. So if anything, do it so that they can have the joy of visiting you there, and pay attention to what you're being told, because you are a master and it's time for you to move forward. And so it is, my angel. I'm really glad you got through.
Me too. Thank you so much. And I wish many blessings for you both and the community.
Thank you, my love, and to you. Namaste.
Well, it's indeed beautiful to connect with you, and there's some more of you online, so I tell you what, let's keep going. We're going to pick up line 5 and say hi to Claire from Ireland.
Namaste, Claire. Welcome, Angel.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. It's so lovely to be on the phone with you. You are such a blessing to all of the world, and your wisdom and clarity is just, I treasure it. Every Sunday, I look forward to your show.
Thank you.
I would very much like a mini soul reading. I'm not sure about the career path that I'm currently on, whether I should stay on it, if that would be staying in the planetary body, or if I could stay with it and move beyond the planetary body. And also... Yes?
No, go ahead, sweetheart.
Also, I would really like to attract a partner in my life. And I wonder if I'm ready for that or if it's on my path.
Well, first and foremost, Claire, just feel how much we love you. And I want to share one thing with you. What you're currently doing, it's interesting you talked about the planetary thought body. It does have, it's funny, they showed me like these attachments coming out from what you're doing right now, keeping you stuck in the planetary thought body a little bit more than you'd like to. However, it's not that you have to totally change what you're doing, but it's like they're just showing me kind of like a shift. It's like turning 180 degrees and saying, oh, okay, this can be done this way. And that's very much around you right now. And it's not that this work would not serve you, but it's certainly not of the highest for you. However, it's giving you the gift of being able to master your energy. And again, perfect day for you to get through. Make sure you stay through the whole show. The other part about a partner, it's interesting. It's part of that 180 degree turn. Yes, you're ready. You really are. However, you need to be careful. They're saying that if you keep doing everything exactly the way you're doing it right now, then there will be another relationship lesson coming in. However, to attract a true partner, it's like it's so funny. I see you stand. It's like you're standing with this little blindfold on, and these beautiful ascended masters are touching your shoulder and they're whispering in your ear and saying, "Just turn around." And you turn around and you take off the blindfold, and everything you've ever dreamed of is right in front of you. And so it's about just turning around, meaning look at it with new eyes, pay attention to the messages that are actually coming your way. And they're also giving me the message 3. And so what they're saying is 3 months, that over the next 3 months, which is very powerful, because that would be, you know, September, October, November, leading right up to that end of the year, there is a powerful moment for you to be able to achieve this pretty much effortlessly. So pay attention, new eyes, turn around and see how you can just shift this a little bit. And I think you're going to be very happy with everything that comes forward. And I'm really glad you got through today, my love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my
angel. Love you both. Okay.
Namaste. Oh, my goodness. Well, Sri, it looks like we have a first-time caller holding.
We do indeed. I'll tell you what. Let's go to line 4 and say hi to, Kaisa?
Is it Kaisa or Kisa from Los Angeles? Are you there?
Line 4.
Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Hi, my name's Justina.
Oh, well, hi, Justina. Well, my goodness gracious.
Hi, Kira and Sri. I'm so excited that I got through. I would like a mini soul reading. I have so much going on in my life that just recently happened, and I don't really know where to go next. I feel... I'm not really sure what my... future, I guess, is going to look like, and I'm kind of afraid, I guess. I'm just not really sure where I'm supposed to go.
Justina, take a breath, angel. Bring your hand to your heart. And again, I am so, so, so grateful you got through today. And make sure you stay with us for the what we're going to be doing in just a moment. Here's what I want to share with you, though. As you started speaking, all of these angels and masters came around you. You are not alone. You have so much support. You are gonna be just fine. And what they're saying is simply self. It is time for you. And they're showing me your bedroom, your sleep space. And they're saying you need to clear it out. It needs to be filled with only things that bring you joy. You need a new pillow. You need a new pillowcase. You need to be surrounded by things that bring you joy. You need a fresh plant in there. And they're saying that it's all about you. It's all about you. You have got to make yourself number one right now, no matter what anybody says, no matter whatever comes in front of you. If you make yourself first right now and you pay attention to your happiness first, everything is going to resolve. And in your case, you are so powerful, it's going to resolve really fast. I mean, you got through. And you know what a miracle that is? Just getting through to be on this show, much less getting actually on the air. And so they're saying, feel the miracle presence. And I want you to feel it, my angel. I am really, really sending it to you right now. Your life is just beginning. And everything that has brought you to this point was so that you could learn, harvest, and now make it about you. And so we love you, honey. And I'm so glad you got through and make sure you stay. Get ready to do the practice. Thank you, honey. We love you. And you
are
saved.
Thank you so much, Kara. I love you.
You are so worth it. We love you too, honey. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. You too.
Ooh, oh, Sri. I think we need to start talking about this practice for
everybody. Absolutely. Let's all just take a deep breath and feel the love space that is created in and around each one of us, because we are indeed a community of love. And part of what we've been sharing earlier is a reminder to avoid using words that reflect limited states of consciousness, to stop comparing, to stop all forms of comparison and stay focused. What are you focused on?
Exactly.
The divine within you, the divine within others, the divine manifestation that is the gift of this life.
Indeed, because when the only thing that you are focused on is what you are creating, that energy literally wipes out of your mind everything that would interfere with your creation, and it opens the conscious operation of the divine impersonal I am, that magnificent Shivoham. Now feel this one, guys. We want to open up this with you right now. We're going to walk you through a beautiful, powerful moment of creation energy, harnessing the impersonal I am, the Shivoham energy of the universe. And so take a moment right now, relax, relax your arms, relax your eyes, relax everything, relax your breath, and just be here with us right now in this moment. And we're going to offer a moment. Remember, the key to your success is confidence and trust. It's the difference between the stagnation and manifestation. And it ignites this electronic belt of manifest presence around you. You become a force field of divine creation energy.
And as you relax into your confidence and trust in the divine nature of what is true, we access the pure energy outside of the planetary thought body to fortify, energize, and electrify that electronic belt of energy that surrounds each
Yummy.
Being.
So now relax, and Sri and I are just going to offer you, I'm going to use the word bombard you with the energy of mastery creation, and you're going to want to listen to this over and over again. So relax, breathe, and remember, I am Shivoham. They're interchangeable. We're going to take into the mastery part of that presence.
Taking in a deep breath, I am the presence, charging this body with pure healing energy.
I am filling my world now with the manifest creation and presence of my divine mastery.
I am the perfect activity of every organ and cell in my body. I am perfect health, now manifest in every organ of my body.
I am confident. I am in full trust of the manifest power. I am the perfect, intelligent activity in this body.
I am the only presence acting in this body. I am the consuming power and presence of every bit of fear, doubt, and questioning in my outer activity that concerns the invincible activity of the I am.
I am offering praise and thanks for perfect understanding of my divine mastery.
I am everywhere present, performing all that is required to be done.
Take in a breath, smile. I am the master acting within the brain of each being, offering love, justice, peace, harmony, and perfection to manifest through me, with me, and as me.
So, beloved ones.
And so it is. Oh, beloved ones, feel the blessing of your divine manifest power. Shivoham. I am the impersonal. I am the universe creating through me. I am beyond the fear of the planetary thought body. I am in confidence. I am filled with trust. And through the mighty power and intelligence which I am, I will go forth in this moment, and while my body sleeps,
I will make conscious contact with and abundantly fulfill all my goals. I am success.
I am love. I am the blessing in form. I am the master.
Shivoham.
So, beloved ones, take forward from this moment now as we dive into the harnessed power of what is before us as we culminate this. Make sure you join us next Sunday. Be not afraid. You are the master.
And beloveds, we'll be back with you next week. And until we have the joy of being live with you next Sunday, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.